boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I feel like I need to go get a lottery ticket. The universe is sending me messages that I am having some good luck, I think, right now.
Why?
Because I was laying in bed last night and I was having a hard time falling asleep, just scrolling on TikTok. And for some reason, it came over me to like check my credit card statement app, whatever. And I realized in that moment, it was 11:59 p.m. and my bill was due that day.
Oh.
Today. So I was like, oh my God, is that today? Oh no, I have 1 minute to pay this bill before I get a late fee. And guess what? I did it. I paid that bill in the last possible minute without getting a late fee. And now I'm like, what else can I accomplish? Because I feel like I'm on top of the world avoiding that late fee.
I wish I was you. I can never remember to pay a bill for the life of me. And I know that you could set up like automatic like withdrawal. I know, but I know I could do that, but I'm like, what if there's no money in my bank account?
Right.
And then I have negative money in my bank account.
Valid.
So I'm too nervous to do that. But I can never remember for the life of me what bill is due when, like at all.
Because none of them ever line up. It's so annoying.
They don't. They're like at all random dates of the month, and it's the most annoying thing in the entire world. So I have had to go to all extremes this month. So I have them wrote down in my calendar on my phone.
Yeah.
The regular calendar on your phone, like the regular one in your iPhone.
Yeah.
Then I have them written down in my work calendar. Yes. On my Outlook. I have it shared on there. Then I have them written down in an actual calendar.
Like a planner.
Like a planner that is specifically just for bills. Then on top of that, I have a Trello that I use every day for like my normal work to do.
Yeah.
I also have it written down in there. So it's like written in 5 different places so I do not forget. Let's hope to God nothing goes wrong this month.
Is this the first time you're doing this?
This is the first time because last month I missed like 4 of them.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. And I'm tired of being late. I'm tired of the late fees. And I'm tired of them yelling at me. I'm over it. I'm 29, Taylor.
Dude, if you can't make it happen with 5 different reminders, I don't even know what to tell you.
At this point, I need them to call my parents.
Honestly, put your parents on
Hello,
the invites.
Hello, Destiny's parents. Can you please tell her to pay our bills?
That'll work.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I often wonder what it's like for people who are so ridiculously rich that you always see people on TikTok like, oh, this person is wearing a $5,000 ring on their pinky. And you're like, whoa, that must be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, if somebody did the math for Taylor Swift, because she is worth $1.6 billion. Okay. They did kind of like a conversion of what normal stuff costs to normal people like us versus what it feels like to her because she has so much money.
Okay.
So we're going to run through a couple things and make ourselves feel real bad about ourselves.
You know what? This is kind of nice to hear because I'm not going to lie. She keeps changing all of her outfits during the Eras tour and I see how much those dresses cost and I think, how can she afford it?
But
now you're going to explain it to me and I'm going to be like, oh no, this makes sense. She can afford it.
You just wait. Okay. So a pair of Lululemon leggings, which run for about $98. To Taylor Swift, that feels like spending 11 cents.
Shut up.
11 cents is insane. A dinner
feels
for
like
two.
Breaking the paycheck.
Literally. This is breaking the paycheck. A dinner for two at Nobu, which is a really fancy restaurant in like Los Angeles and New York. Normally about $700. Dinner for two. For her, it feels like 81 cents.
Oh my God.
That's nothing. That's change. That's pocket change. A new iPhone, which is $1,200, feels like $1.87.
Wow.
And here's the kicker. A 2024 Toyota RAV4, which goes for $28,675, feels like $32.66. that's like a dinner right there.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I absolutely loved going trick-or-treating as a kid. I'm not going to lie. I loved it so much. I did it till I was like a junior in high school.
Dude, good for you.
And I loved it so much. I had it down to a science, Taylor. My dad drove us around town, which would be Vinton, Iowa. And we went house to house. It was down to a science so much we knew which house to go to.
I feel like every town has... Like, you kind of have it mapped out. Mm-hmm. You know which neighborhoods you're getting the good stuff.
Oh, yeah. We knew which houses had the full-size candy bars.
Mm-hmm.
Which houses had the sodas.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any that had the sodas? Those were superior.
I don't know if we had the sodas. I knew which ones to avoid because they had the popcorn balls, and I didn't like those.
No, those were the best houses, ew. Taylor. Oh,
no.
You are superior if you've got the popcorn balls.
Not my thing. I also knew which house in my neighborhood... that they either wouldn't be there or they wouldn't like answer the door. But what they did do
is had it outside the front door.
They set it outside the front door.
And had a sign that said, take as much as you want.
Yeah, exactly. Because you respect the people that say take one. You should just take one. But they said, take as much as you want.
You also knew what houses had money.
I'm sorry, what?
You didn't have that? They had it in a bag and it was like a dollar or a couple of coins. You were robbed as a child.
I literally was robbed. Being a grown-up sucks most of the time.
Yes, it does.
But, I mean, we don't go trick-or-treating anymore because neither of us have kids, so we can't really, like, live through that.
No.
But it is kind of cool now, like, deciding what kind of house you want to be on Halloween night for the trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm having to kind of decide that because I've been in an apartment for the last like 6 years. So I've never had trick-or-treaters, but now I live in a neighborhood. So this might be the first year that I even have trick-or-treaters.
Yes.
Which is kind of exciting. I need to get my candy on deck. But can I tell you what my like dream vision is?
Yes.
I want to be the way my grandma was.
What's your grandma
growing
like?
Up. So she... would go all out with the decorations. She would cobweb everything. She put, I mean, this is like early 2000s, so she put like big old speakers in the windows and she would play spooky sounds like creaking doors and screaming and stuff. And then she would dress up like a witch. She would paint herself green.
That's cool.
And she would do the long fake nails. And this is my dream. I want to do that.
That's awesome. I think you should. I would totally, I as an adult would come to your house.
I don't know if it'll happen this year, but maybe next year.
I got to do this like a year ago and I want to continue to do this, but I want to be the full size candy bar house.
Period.
And I want to be known as a full size candy bar house that the kids start mapping me out and make sure that I am in their rotation.
Mm-hmm.
I would. I just think it's too expensive. I would like to be the soda house. I just don't.
And you also have goals.
But that also that's commitment though, because that also requires space. I ain't got the space for that.
Maybe you build to it.
We've been talking about water so much this week.
We really have. And I have never drank more water in my life.
Oh my gosh. We just got back earlier, like a couple hours ago, from being the judges of the Best of the Best Tap Water Taste Test Competition.
Yes, which you probably have heard of, especially if you're a Cedar Rapidian, because Cedar Rapids has won the last 2 years.
Yes, we have.
Which we did hear that a couple times today.
Yes, we did. And it was fun. I did notice that you and I judge differently.
I'm not going to lie. I had a hard time judging just in general.
Really?
Because water is water, right? I don't know.
You're not wrong.
The one that was the hardest for me was the smell, because... almost all of them to me didn't smell like anything. There was maybe one or two that I felt smelled. I don't even know how to explain it. It had a tiny little smell.
Okay, I'm not gonna. There was like what? There was a couple of us. There was a couple different waters in front of us. There was one smelled like perfume.
I didn't get that.
You didn't get that?
Not at all.
I got a hint of perfume. I don't know why. The other one smelled like boiled eggs.
Didn't get that either.
Really?
Nope.
Okay, what's wrong with my nose?
What'd you eat for breakfast?
I don't know. What'd you get when you smelled it?
This is probably not the right word to use, but like chlorine-y, but not chlorine, obviously.
Oh, okay, but that was funny because that was whatever was option D, and I don't know what city that you are, and I will never know. You tasted like chlorine. Mm. And I actually docked them points for that because I shouldn't be tasting pool water.
Well, it's not pool water. I know, it was safe to drink.
I know, but I was like, tap water shouldn't taste like chlorine. Yeah. So I docked them points.
There was a couple that I like didn't really like the initial taste of, and then I liked the aftertaste though. Mm-hmm. So that was like really weird for me. And then appearance was also very difficult.
There was a couple that had some floaties in them.
There wasn't floaties. Not
they had
mine.
Some weird thing. On mine, they did.
There was like bubbles. Like, but we didn't know. The gal next to me who was judging was like, do we dock points? Like, what are the bubbles about? Is it because of the glass or is it because of the water?
I docked them points.
I was like, dude, I don't know.
I docked them points.
So I think I gave all of the appearance the same score.
Really?
Yeah, because I care most about the taste.
You know what? I was pretty proud that not a single one, and what I was concerned about, would taste like metal or like blood. You know, have you ever had water that metallic. Does taste like that? None of them taste like that, so I'm very proud of that.
Nope. I'm still drinking water, and I can't tell a difference still at all.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update. With those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Sometimes you just gotta manifest stuff. And I feel like I just manifested for us.
What are you manifesting?
Because not even 10, 15 minutes ago, I was complaining because we have like these blackout shades in our studio. And we have them mostly shut because we like to sit in the dark. But there was...
We do.
The bright sun just beats in here at this time of day. And it was kind of sneaking through and just shining directly into my computer monitor, into my retinas, okay? And it hurt. Nobody likes to have the sun in their eyes. So I said to you, I was like, God, this is like hurting my eyes. And I kept messing with the blinds. Look at it out there now. It's gloomy. All I had to do was ask for a little gloominess.
Could you ask for different things?
Oh, like what next?
You could ask for money.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice. A free trip.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice. Free car.
Mm.
Free groceries. Oh, my bills to be paid. That would, you know what? That's out the top of my list.
Well, you can manifest too, man.
Well, apparently your manifesting skills are a lot better than mine.
Well, you know what? That was the first time it was pretty immediate. So I'm going to rein it in on my skills with the weather over here until I start asking for the big stuff.
You can manifest for hot dogs. Mm-hmm. That sounds good right now.
I don't know about that.
Aren't you hungry? I'm hungry. I didn't eat that much today. Can you manifest me at lunch right now?
Sure. I'll work on it over here.
I need you to manifest my bills being paid, a new car, and hot dogs.
I'm not a genie.
Okay, well, do better.
Find yourself a genie.
What are your sick day must-haves? We'd love to hear from you at 319-200-1029, because last night I really honestly didn't think I was going to make it here today because something came over me and I started to get real, real sick real fast. Mm-hmm. And then I started yelling to neighbor man, quick, stat, give me everything I need.
I can imagine, you know, people always say that it's the man that gets to be a little baby. I have a feeling it's you.
Yes, I'm a baby, 100%. I have a lot of things that I need and I need it very quickly to start feeling better.
Okay.
Number one, we need to put on Maury.
The Maury Show.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And if we can't get that second in line, the Looney Tunes. Don't ask questions.
Two very different choices.
And it also kind of depends mostly. Like, if I'm leaning towards a migraine, Looney Tunes, for sure. Mm-hmm. If it's anything else, the Maury Show.
Okay.
But then I want my stuffed bunny. This is something that actually Neighbor Man got me for Easter.
Okay.
So I want to cuddle up to my little stuffed bunny. I need my weighted blankie.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I don't get that out very often, but when I do, it's when I don't feel well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I always like to drink, if we have it, which most of the time we don't, but if we do, I want 7-Up.
Dude, you have to.
Yeah, that's what I want.
And I think those are pretty good asks.
I need like all fans on me. Is every fan in the house, put it on me.
Even if you have the chills?
I don't care. I need to feel like it is 80 mile per hour wind going.
Okay. So you did all this last night.
Oh, you bet. I told him to put every fan. I actually was cold and I said, put it all on me. He's like, the fans are on you. I said, there's not enough.
Would you send him to the store?
I need you to buy every fan in aisle
eight. More fans.
If you're sick, make it all about you. Be a diva. Throw a fit. Even though you're an adult, you deserve to do this, okay? Because there are days that when you're sick, you need to have must-haves.
Mm-hmm. And we want to know what you need when you're sick. You demand it.
Yeah!
You can call us at 319-200-1029. Crystal, what about you?
I have to have my fuzzy pajamas, my Green Bay Packers blanket, some Sprite, some crackers, and my dogs.
And the dogs. They got to be right there snuggled up next to you.
Yep.
Absolutely. And then, of course, you know, a really good movie.
What's the movie?
Anything. I don't care.
I agree with Crystal on a lot of things. I like to have really big pants on, really big sweatpants.
Like the Thanksgiving ones?
Yeah, exactly. Because okay. I don't like anything being tight on my tummy, especially if my stomach hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with her on saltine crackers. And then I don't really care if it's 7-Up or Sprite, but I like light soda.
Mm-hmm.
And then I need a blankie tucked into my big pants. I learned this from my father. Okay. I don't know what it is. It like takes the pressure off. Again, really, if you have a stomach ache, but I'll do it even if I just feel miserable.
Do you just walk around with it tucked in your pants?
Well, no, I'm normally like laying in bed or on the couch or something. Okay. But you best believe if I'm laying down, the blankie's tucked in my pants.
Okay.
It makes me feel better. I don't know.
Love it.
Try it and you'll eat your words. And then as far as like a show or something to watch, I kind of have two options, I think. I would choose Roseanne. Because
I knew it.
That was like my family's favorite sitcom growing up, and it makes me feel like a little kid again.
Uh-huh.
Or, completely opposite, America's Next Top Model.
I did not see that one coming. Why?
Especially the old seasons. Number one, it's entertaining, and it makes you stop thinking about feeling like crap.
Yeah.
But then you're also like, oh my God, look at these beautiful women who are just slaying their life away, and I look like this, I can no longer be sick.
Wait, does it work though? Does it like help you get off on the couch?
It helps the mindset because you're like, I am literally a gremlin, a ghoul, a disgusting piece of human, and look at them. Makes me want to get up.
I
want to
try
couch.
It. I kind of want to try it.
You should.
Not all the time am I a diva.
Don't start by lying.
Okay. But I was a diva last night because I don't know what came over me, but I got very sick very fast. And I was like, neighbor man, I need you to get all my sick day must-haves stat.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were in an operation room and I was a dead body or something.
I'm glad he just obliged. Honestly,
he
it's
did.
In his best interest.
So we're talking to you and we're asking, what are your sick day must-haves? You're going to throw a fit if you don't have them.
You can still call us at 319-200-1029. Dallas, what about you?
I gotta have my Pikachu coffee mug with my tea in it, and then I also have to have my Chainsaw Man blanket, otherwise I'm not good.
I love this!
I kind of like the idea of having a special mug.
I know, I need one.
I need to find one. Ellie, what about you? What are your sick day essentials?
A warm blanket, ramen noodles, that's it.
Ooh, easy enough. What kind of ramen noodles are we talking?
Like chicken.
That's the best kind.
You got to have the warm blanket and you got to have the hot soup.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Nick, what about you?
So my daughter insisted that it is broccoli cheddar soup for her.
Oh, yeah.
As for me, instead of chicken noodle soup, it's chicken ramen because I don't have to deal with all those big vegetable, you know, things getting in the way.
Uh-huh. And it's like almost got a little bit of spice to it and it like clears your nostrils up. It's amazing.
Are you sure if we want to talk about my nostrils? Yes, maybe that does happen.
He's like, I was just calling in about ramen. I didn't want to talk about my nostrils, but okay.
You know, I have two small kids. I learned how to go ahead and just answer on my feet. So, yeah, that's hard.
Taylor, you are to never answer the phone call and ask someone about their nostrils ever again, or I will take the phone away from you.
I wish the best for his nostrils. And everybody else's too.
Are you going to send him a card and say wishing your nostrils best?
I am, yeah.
Taylor, stop it.
Nobody likes a stuffed up nose.
You know when people are like pregnant, they've got that emergency like hospital bag ready to go?
Yeah, the go bag.
We need one for like sick days. Because you never know when they're going to come up. But they're coming up real soon because we got the winter season just around the corner. And everyone gets sick this time of the year. We need to have those ready to go. Because tomorrow you could wake up and boom, you're sick.
Dude, you're right. And not only have like meds in it, but also your must-haves for when you're sick. Mm-hmm. Because you've got those things that just make you feel better. And that's what we've actually been talking about. Mm-hmm. Your sick day must-haves. Janine, what about you?
Fireplace,
yes.
Dogs, scary movies, hot and sour soup.
Okay.
Ooh, wait, that soup sounds so good.
Hot and sour really clears the nostrils.
Thank you. Somebody finally understands me.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So Love is Blind on Netflix is really huge again right now because they just came out with another new season. And I actually haven't finished it. I'm not caught up. So I've been seeing people be like, oh my God, bring on this reunion because it's so insane. Not there yet, but I kind of want to restart watching it, to be honest. And I know you, Destiny, have never really gotten into watching it.
I've been tempted. I just haven't done it yet.
Okay. I have seen people doing this on TikTok. And I want you, if you get around to watching it, do it this way. Okay?
Okay.
So for anybody that doesn't know, Love is Blind on Netflix, the basic concept is that you're supposed to fall in love with somebody without ever seeing what they look like. So they have them in two separate pods. There's a wall in between. You date around, you get to know people, and then you get engaged sight unseen.
Oh, you never see what they look like.
You never see what they look like until
you
propose.
You only ever see their voice, or I guess you only ever hear their voice and hear their adventures, hear their stories.
Exactly. And then one person will propose.
Basically, you fall in love with a radio DJ.
Kind of.
If you think about it.
Sort of. Yeah, that's cool. Basically it. And then, you know, beyond that, they finally get to meet in person. They live together and then they decide if they actually want to get married. But what people on TikTok are doing, which I think is so cool, is they're watching it like they are a contestant. Okay. So you turn on Love is Blind and you cover your TV with a blanket or a towel or a sheet so that you can't see the contestants either. Until they've proposed to each other. Then people are taking them off to see what they look like. So you get to find out as they do.
Hmm. So are they doing it so they also find out whether or not they think, like, okay, so I guess if I was watching and I would be like, you know what, Stacey, I really don't think that that's a good option for you. Like, Jerry isn't the one. And then when I take it off, it'd be like, yeah, Jerry really wasn't the one. Is that really kind of what they're thinking?
I think so, because as I have watched it before, and they do like off interviews, like when they're not in the pods, and you kind of get to know somebody if they're like a little vain and they're like, mm-hmm. I don't like blondes. But they would never say that to the person in the pods. And then you know immediately, oh, this ain't gonna work out mm-hmm. because she's a blonde.
Mm-hmm.
But if you watch it blind the way that they are, you're just as surprised.
Got it. Okay, yeah. I could see that. That'd be cool.
I feel like I have to restart this new season, forget everything that I've seen, so that I can pretend that I'm
would
on
you
Love
really
is
do
Blind.
It?
I think I would. It would be fun.
Instead of putting, I mean, yeah, you could put a blankie on the TV, but Taylor, why don't you kill two birds with one stone and do your laundry at the same time? Instead of just laying there, because I know you got laundry. Come
now
on.
You're making it less fun.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Today has been a day full of water because we finally did it. We finally got to be a part of the 2024 Iowa section, American Water Works Association's Tap Water Taste Test.
Sounds so official.
Dude, you've probably heard of this. Cedar Rapids has won the taste test the last 2 years.
I really hope we win again. Well, and I have no idea. I posted about this on my Snapchat and people are like, tell me we won. Guys, I have no idea.
No.
The water was in front of us and I don't know who. We both don't know who was who.
It was locked down. We got there this morning and we got to be there for lunch and like meet a bunch of people and what they do with water and stuff.
She doesn't know what she's talking about. Neither do I.
Well, yeah, because they're like, do you feel prepared to judge water? And I was like, what do you mean? Have I ever had water? Yes.
That's about as prepared as I'll ever be.
I knew that we didn't fit in, and it's our own fault, when they started their presentations, okay?
Let's talk about this, because same girl, we did not fit in this room in the nicest way.
It was the most like a professional way of starting a meeting, and I can't remember exactly. And other people probably would be like, you doingus, this is what happens at every official association type meeting.
We're two radio jocks. Nothing's official about us.
They're like, do I have permission to start? And then somebody raises their hand, and then they say,
Jill, thank you for letting me start this meeting.
And then they do one more person.
They go, does anybody want to second that? Thank you, Jerry, for seconding that.
Somebody always does. And then they say, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone oppose? Silence.
Meeting has started. Can we do those at our jock meetings?
That's what we looked at each other and the people at our table. Thank God they were cool and they were like friendly with us, because they probably were like, oh, you girls. And
they started laughing at us. They were like,
what is this?
This is official. You have to say aye to start a meeting? And people can say no?
It was nuts.
Because if we had that at our jock meeting, they were like,
I
would say no.
Oppose.
That would be you, Taylor. Taylor would be like, I oppose.
I'm not in the mood.
I would rather go home and take a nap.
100%. That would be me. But then from there, we got to go walk around through like their expo kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And we, oh my gosh, there was so much stuff that I didn't even think about when it comes to water departments.
Same.
Like how expensive it is to paint a water tower.
Let's talk about that. Okay, if you want a water tower painted, it cost over $1 million.
Yeah, he told us minimum $1 million. And we were like, what?
And you know what? Loretta, who works here at Z102.9, she brought up a good point. She's like, think about this. If anybody ever goes and vandalizes a water tower, that now costs $1 million get fixed. I was like, yeah, that's always like a prank that you do in town. Don't do it. That cost $1 million to get repainted. Not worth it.
My God. And then it was finally time for us to get to the judging, which was very intimidating to walk up to, because they had it all laid out. It was completely a blind taste test.
100%.
We didn't even know who submitted their water. There was what?
I don't know what cities did.
There was A through I, so probably, I don't know, like 12, 10 different waters. They were not labeled.
Some people are scared of cats. They don't want to submit their water.
Well, yeah, especially when you're there. You were dogging on people over there. Not holding back.
Yeah, I told the one of the official ladies, I said, I'm sorry, I'm going to give a face. If this water tastes ranky, I'm going to give a face.
And she did.
I did. might not ask for me to come back next year.
And we brought up last night when we were doing Let's Get Quizzical, which we'll have another water question, obviously, coming up at 6:10. But we were like, how do we cleanse our palate? Because normally you go to water to cleanse your palate. Saltine crackers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they had for us. And then you decided that you would use it as a smell palate cleanser.
Yeah, because all the water was starting to smell the same, so I needed to smell the saltine cracker to help me tell the difference. It worked.
Please imagine two radio DJs walking to a water expo. And one starts sniffing crackers.
There was a guy filming me the whole time. And I understand why.
They're going to show that probably at their presentations tonight and be like, you guys,
we're not hiring them back next year.
Just know who judged this.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
That's the theme for tonight's trivia question. Water, because we are the judges for the 2024 tap water taste test.
In less than 24 hours.
Ooh.
We'll be on that panel of judges sipping tap waters from around the state of Iowa, helping decide who has the best.
And it's a serious, serious competition.
It really is.
We have like some serious things we have to look at. We have to look at the appearance.
Mm-hmm.
We have to look at we have to smell the smell.
Which I'm like, does it smell? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know if that's a good thing.
I hope not.
We'll see.
We got to taste it. And then aftertaste, we have to see if, like, does it have an aftertaste?
Mm-hmm. Which I feel like that will be my strong suit.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like when you sip water at first, it doesn't taste like much. And then the aftertaste tells you a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Is that going to be, like, the big thing that you're like, they were leading?
That might be, like,
you're out.
The point breaker for me.
Really?
We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's going to be the appearance.
Well, yes. I don't want to really see anything in it.
If I see something in that.
Ideally.
We're losing points, buddy.
As you can tell, we are taking this very seriously.
Yes, we are. We're even dressing up.
Oh, yeah.
Call us the best judges around for the 2024 tap water taste test.
We're trying.
It's for tomorrow. We'll let you know how it goes in our show tomorrow as well. But tonight's trivia question about water. According to a new survey, the three most important products in your life are your phone, water, and what?
Oh, man.
That's crazy. What could be more important than water?
I mean, phone. It could be anything.
Taylor's like, well, phone was more important than water for me.
Taylor. We'll see. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
According to a new survey, the three most important products in your life are your phone, water, and what?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Take a sip of that water.
Ew, don't do that.
Oh, my.
It's gross.
Tap water you got at home. I want you to think to yourself, is it the best in Iowa?
Well, that's going to be decided tomorrow.
By us.
Well, us and some other judges.
But by us.
We're going to be there. We're going to be at the 2024 Tap Water Taste Test as two judges on the panel.
They think we're qualified. We'd like to think we are.
You know, I love water. Right?
I like to bathe in it. I like to drink it.
I find a lot of ways to use water.
So I'm qualified.
Yeah.
We are qualified.
We are going to taste it.
We've been definitely studying for this. We both have Stanleys in the studio right now, and we're definitely drinking them.
Mm-hmm. I'm one down.
Are you really?
Yeah. I drank a lot of water today.
Good for you, queen.
Thank you.
Well, tonight and tomorrow nights and, well, every night, this week's theme is water to get us prepared. According to a new survey, the three most important products in your life are your phone, water, and what?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, 9301 said debit or credit cards.
Well, how do you get it through life without them?
In this day and age, it is pretty important.
So I like that one.
I panic anytime I don't know where my debit card is.
You know what? I would think that's more me than you.
Well, it doesn't happen often. You lose yours like biweekly.
It's more like every 2 minutes every day.
Yeah.
Dan says... love.
Who are you saying that for, Dan?
Dan says the three most important things, your phone, water, and love.
Love. All right.
Dan can't get through life without love. Dan's, same, Dan.
Dan's a lover.
Not a fighter, not but a lover.
But a lover. Okay. 2177 says toilet paper. You know what? That is actually facts, because what would I do without toilet paper?
Leaves.
I choose not to find out. Toilet paper is pretty much essential.
You know what? In 2020, I got real close to trying to about finding out. Not gonna lie.
Didn't we all? We all had that moment of realizing, wow, toilet paper is really important.
Some of us thought about stealing from here until they locked them up.
That was the life we lived.
According to a new survey, the three most important products in your life, your phone, water, and what?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
God, I really, really hope the answer is love.
That seems like something you would say.
Yeah.
Just can't live without love.
I can't personally, no.
We know. That we do know.
I love too much.
Almost too much, you could argue.
To the point that it's a little annoying, probably. I don't know how anybody loves me.
Okay. This is not about you. This is about water.
But somehow I always make it about me. We are so excited to be the judges of the 2024 Tap Water Taste Test, which is officially happening in less than 24 hours. Not like we're counting. We're not eager.
I'm pretty eager. I'm not going to lie. So excited to be a part of something.
We're never going to be a part of anything, man.
Tap water. Are you kidding?
Yeah, dude. We're so excited.
If there's water in the room, there's one thing I'm going to do, and that's taste it.
We're so excited. We really hope we get asked to do this again next year, dude.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
But yeah, we are so excited. We are getting you excited as well by doing a trivia question all this week that has to do with water. And the question tonight, according to a new survey, the three most important products in your life are your phone, water, and what?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
According to a new survey, the three most important products in your life are your phone, water, and your vehicle.
That makes sense.
I mean, you can't get places without it.
You can't get places. You probably spent a lot of money on it. So it's pretty important to keep it working, I guess.
You ever have that one of... I say you can't get places, but you can walk, right? You can use a bus, right?
Yeah.
But you ever have that moment, though, when, or you can use Uber, right? Or Lyft.
Yeah.
But you ever have that moment, though, when your car, like, breaks down? And you, like, have a diva moment. You're like, oh, my God, what? I don't know what to do. It's like when electricity goes out. It's like you forget.
Oh, my God.
I don't know about you, but I, like, immediately forget what life is without.
I'm right there with you.
What do I do?
There was one time in college my car got stuck in a parking lot because it was so cold and it wouldn't start.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed at my friend's house for 5 days. Could she have taken me home? Yes. Could my dad pick me up and taken me to my house? Yes. But I wanted to live that life because I was like, without my vehicle, I am nothing.
You know, earlier today, we were talking about your sick day must-haves. Those things that you have to have when you are not feeling well.
Maybe
it's like a stuffed animal or you have
Sprite.
Yeah, or like a blankie or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's because like last night, I don't know what got into me, but all of a sudden, I started feeling real sick real fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like one of those sicknesses that like, you know, something might come up. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You never know.
And that was when I realized we don't have a sick bucket.
Okay.
Because I had asked neighbor man to get me something in case something were to happen. And he goes, oh, I'll get the popcorn bowl. No, you won't. We eat popcorn out of that. And I'll never be able to eat popcorn out of that ever again.
Uh-huh.
So I'm freaking out because I'm like, we need to get a sick bucket. Because growing up, we always had a sick bucket. I don't know if yours is the same because I asked neighbor man and clearly we did not grow up the same. His was green Tupperware. I don't know what that means, but it was green.
Green
Tupperware.
Okay.
Mine growing up was the Blue Bunny ice cream bucket.
Oh.
Or maybe you got like the...
Like a half gallon or gallon or half gallon.
Yeah, like it was the gallon. It was the like the Neapolitan like ice cream or whatever. It was always that. We had one always in the cupboard. In case of an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Was yours the Blue Bunny ice cream?
No.
Yeah. Oh, what was yours?
I actually found out later on in life a lot more about that sick bowl, is what I'll say.
Oh.
It was a really, really big, like extra large, like metal mixing bowl. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, I mean, it was huge.
Y'all didn't bake cookies in that later, did you? Stop it, Taylor. No, 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 not for Christmas. You didn't hand out cookies with that, did you, Taylor?
There's more to this than that.
Okay, keep going.
I found out, because that was a bowl that was around for forever. I'm not kidding. I found out later in life that, because I asked my mom, I was like, where did that bowl, like, it's massive. Where did this bowl come from and how did it choose this to be its fate? It was my parents' wedding gift.
It was from somebody they hated, right?
No. I have no idea. But for our entire lives,
it was the sick bowl.
We were just yakking in their wedding gift.
I guarantee it was from somebody they hated. They were like, we don't even like Stacy. So you know what? It's the sick bowl.
Maybe. I don't know.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.